I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Unrest continues in Lebanon, Gaza, and other parts of the Middle East. Christians know peace can only come through Christ alone. President of the World Bible Translation Center, Gary Bishop, says their Old Testament is in the final editing stages. Bishop says now the gospel can be presented in its historical context.
Being easier to read, we know that people will find it easier to understand the differences between Islam and Christianity and be able to act upon that.
Which he hopes will bring many Arabic speakers to Christ. Funding is needed. We turn next to Haiti, where growth is creating its own set of challenges for a ministry. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says two major cargo gifts came in, but giving fell 50% in October, threatening November's outreach. Yet, their Christ-centered reputation has taken them a new direction. The Haitians recently launched worship services with the ministry. DeHart says this completes their work.
The very first service we had, they had to lock the gates at 1,500 people because we just didn't have any place to put anymore. And they've even started Bible study groups, and they're coming up and doing Bible studies.
And spiritual seeds planted this summer at camp are bearing fruit in Brazil. Back to the Bible held several camps for young people where hundreds of students made decisions for Christ. Verdade Biblica often hears from young people who use the radio ministry for discipleship help. Their outreach includes daily radio Bible teaching, online Bible studies, email devotionals, a website, and television program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.